James Conner was a top-tier fantasy running back as recently as 2024, and pick 220 running back 68 is the market betting he never gets back there. This is a textbook injury recovery case colliding with a textbook depth chart problem, and this episode is about which one wins. The season on half PPR scoring lasted 3 games. A foot injury against San Francisco in week 3 ended it. 95 rushing yards, 38 receiving, 2 touchdowns before the cart carried him off. 3 games is not a sample, and we will not rank it. The point of the 3 is only that they happened at all. A 31-year-old back season ended in September, the second injury-shortened year in a stretch of otherwise durable ones. The career is a reason anyone is drafting him. 2024 was a career year, 236 carries, over 1,000 rushing yards, 1,500 from scrimmage, 14.4 half PPR points a game across 16 games. And it was not a one-off. He posted 5,000-yard scrimmage seasons in the 7 years before the foot, a durability record that made 2025 read as bad luck rather than decline. When healthy, this is a fantasy starter, and he was healthy as recently as 14 months ago. Two patterns fire, and they point opposite ways. Our injury recovery cohort established players off a season of 10 games or fewer, 93 of them, returns its median man at 70% of his last healthy season, 1-3 back to 85. 70% of last year's 14-4 is about 10 a game, startable production well above this price. But our aging cohort docks career year 5 and beyond backs about a point a game, and this is Connor's year 10. The recovery math says buy, the age math says trim. Neither can see the depth chart.
Muffed!
And the depth chart is the whole story. Arizona fired Jonathan Gannon, hired Mike LaFleur to run the offense and call the plays, and then spent the 3rd overall pick on a running back, Jeremiah Love, who is expected to start immediately. They signed Tyler Allgeier as further insurance, cut Connor's pay to a backup number on an expiring deal, and by the June beat, he was still limited to side work with the trainers on the foot. With no confirmed clearance for camp, he has drawn trade speculation, most of it pointing to Green Bay. As it stands, he is a rehabbing 31-year-old backup behind a rookie the franchise drafted and paid to replace him.
The price? Running back 68 at pick 220. Our verdict, watch list, and this is the cleanest pattern versus situation collision the series has produced. And the injury cohort says a healthy Connor recovers to a line that would make 68 a steal. The situation says he will not get the carries to prove it because Arizona used the 3rd overall pick on the man who will. A recovery pattern firing into an empty role is not a call. The caveat is the trade wire. If he is dealt to a backfield with a vacancy, the recovery math suddenly matters a great deal. As an Arizona backup, it does not. Watch the foot first. Whether he is cleared for a full camp, then the Love workload that will define the room, and the trade market if Arizona decides a healthy veteran is worth more elsewhere. The player can still play. The job is the question. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster. Every player, every week, all season,